only when you have developed ultimately some kind of harmony, then you can have human beings who are all-rounders. But even at that level you cannot integrate them. You require a further development, the psychic development, spiritual development, because sattva, rajas, tamas and rationality, ethicality and aesthetics are really reconciled in the psychic and the spiritual. So when the personality becomes more and more psychic and more spiritual, you become more and more integrated. You cannot really have integration without psychic and the spiritual. That is the necessity of it. It is not as if you develop psychic being as a kind of a luxury. It is not something like an option given to you that you may develop, you may not develop it. If you like, you may develop it. But at a certain stage of development, it becomes a necessity. You cannot reconcile them. Let us take the example of Hamlet once again. What is the combination in the characteristics of Hamlet? It is a characteristic of a philosophic mind which has a very high dose of moral tendency. A philosophic mind which is a high amount of turn towards ethicality. Aesthetics is very little in his personality. But these two elements are quite developed. A philosophic mind, actually he was a student of philosophy. In the university he was doing philosophy. A philosophy student, one who is turned to philosophic thinking, but turned towards the good. Now this personality suddenly comes across an experience where his thinking is shocked, his moral sense is shocked. It is a double shock to his thought and to his ethical sense. When these two are blocked and he doesn't know how to overcome this conflict, if he was a complete thinker, he would have withdrawn completely into solitude or quietude and would have thought over the problem that he was facing in a very patient manner. If he was only a philosophic mind, then this would have happened. But he's not merely philosophy. The profound question that he asked, for example, to be or not to be, that is the question, is a representative of a philosophic mind. But the fact is that he is not able to think either very deeply. He raises a question, but he doesn't have the patience to think out the whole question. Why? Because he immediately wants to do something. He wants to act, and act rightly. If he was just a rajasic personality, he would have murdered his mother and father immediately, his uncle immediately. If he was only that, he would have not even questioned whether it is right or wrong. But he was not sure, first of all, whether to be or not to be, that was the first question, and what is the truth about it. He was not really sure that really his mother was a conspirator in the murder of his father. He was not sure whether his uncle was a partner to the conspiracy. He was not sure. And he said, if I am not sure, how can I do something wrong? Now it is there that he was blocked. The whole tragedy arises from this fact. If he was not a philosophic mind, if he was simply like Hamlet and like Macbeth, Macbeth had no philosophic mind. Macbeth does not typify a philosophic mind. He typifies only a man of morality, a man of action, and not even sattvic man, He was actually a vital man, but with some tinge of morality and of ethicality. So he was a faithful man to begin with, but when the ambition is injected into him, he becomes subject to the vital impulse. Either a philosophic mind or something much more than that, Macbeth said that he would not have arisen. Because of his ethical sense of good and an ambition put together, there was a battle in his life. A tendency towards ambition to be fulfilled and a tendency to do the good thing, to the right thing. The entire tragedy is a result of these two tensions. And ultimately he does it. And once he does it, he doesn't mind at all the boundaries of morality. He goes on the whole spree of killing thereafter. The vital being altogether takes him over. That shows that he is a typical human being who is slightly risen to the level of ethicality, but still subject to the temptations of the vital being to such an extent, to rather to such an extent, that ultimately the ambition can overpower him and make him do the terrible action of killing the very man of whom he was a faithful servant. And then the resultant tragedy takes place. So, when these different aspects of personality begin to develop in a certain manner and not yet fully reconciled, then the resultant is that in the transitional period, crisis arises. If Arjuna was a very rounded personality, in which rationality, ethicality, aesthetic, spiritual, higher domain, all would have been conquered, the crisis would not have arisen at all. It is because his philosophic mind was at a lower level. Because his ethical mind was at a higher level. But that higher level of ethicality was not at the top of it. And this is also to be noted. Arjuna was a practical, pragmatic, emotional, ethical man. These are the special characteristics of Arjuna. He was pragmatic or practical. He was emotional. He was ethical. But ethical, not guided by philosophical thought. There are people who are ethical, like Socrates, for example, was at once ethical and philosophical. He had thought over the problem of the good and the evil leisurely on a long canvas, as it were. He had walked the path of thought on good and evil. And that is why when he was charged, he did not come to a crisis. When Socrates was brought before the tribunal, Meletus began to put questions to him. He was not at all ruffled. He knew what was good. He knew that he had come to the conclusion that this is the good. He had known the whole path of philosophical thought, as a result of which he had concluded this is the right thing, this is the good thing. And he put even the imprisonment, namely, consciously, without a crisis. He went to the prison, began to discuss with his disciples as if nothing has happened, and he was talking philosophy and teaching philosophy even in this prison room. Even when the jailer came and said, I will give you a secret passage to go out of the jail, he says no. He was sure it would be wrong to do it. There was no doubt in his mind.
It is not as if he considered for a day and said, no, ultimately I come to the conclusion now that I don't want to escape from here. There was no crisis at all. And ultimately he faced, even when the poison was given him, hemlock was given to him to drink, he takes it very lightly and says that, well, after some time, you just go on seeing my limbs one after the other, and when you come to the heart and you find it is cold, then you realize that my heart has stopped and I have gone. Now, this is the simplicity with which the whole thing happens without crisis. It is because his philosophic nature and his ethical nature were very developed. So there is no conflict on that account.